Welcome to episode 42 of the Author Alchemist Podcast. This is the final episode of my short little mini-series on our deepest fears as authors. And today, it's kind of a fun one, I think, because we're going to be talking about falling in love with your characters and why sometimes we're afraid to do that. Thanks for joining me. Hi, I'm Kimbu, the host of the Author Alchemist Podcast. I bring my years of experience as a fan fiction writer, a professionally published author, and a productivity coach to the problem we all love to hate, the act of writing. I also talk a lot about self-publishing, marketing, and my own challenges and journey as an author. Maybe you can relate. Hey y'all, it's Kimbu, and as I mentioned in the opening promo spiel, this episode, the fourth in my mini-series on our deepest fears, is about falling in love with your characters. Which might seem odd to state it as a deepest fear. I think a lot of us, if we're asked directly, do you love your characters, most of us would say yes. There are, of course, characters that are simply odious, whether they're villains or foils or whatever their role is in the plot, that we may not like particularly. But usually we try to be very positive about how we feel about our characters. There's an irony there, though, because we do get pushback if we love our characters too much. There's a tradition in the writing community, whatever you want to call it, that if you love your characters too much, then you will be a shallow writer. You will not be a good writer because you would resist putting your characters into situations that make them look bad, that hurt them, cause them trauma in some way. And so if you love your characters too much, then obviously you can't write a good story. And I say obviously there with a little bit of sarcasm because I want to disagree with that whole premise. And I think it's insidious, actually, because it keeps us from really investing in our characters. There's this idea, sometimes overtly stated, sometimes just implied, that we have to be objective about our writing. Personally, I think that's the worst thing you can be about your characters, or your story, or your plot, or what any aspect of it, really. Objective? Objective is really something to save for the editing stage, in my opinion. Yes, when you're editing, sometimes there's a need to be a little ruthless and cruel. Sometimes you need to cut things out that you really loved. Sometimes you have to step back at the editing stage and really look at whether you've made the right choices as an author to tell the story you want to tell. And those can be difficult decisions to make. One of the reasons why it's awesome to have a good editor or beta reader to help you, because they will have a little bit of that objectivity to help you get over those hurdles. But during the writing stage, you really need to invest in your characters. You need to love them. Even the villains, even the odious characters, there needs to be something there that ties you to their experiences so that you can write about them fully and, honestly, compassionately. I use the word compassionately here because you don't necessarily need to sympathize with them, like especially if you have a, let's say, an abusive character, right? Domestic violence is an issue in the story, and obviously the abuser is not someone you want to love. But having said that, chances are really good that the character being abused does love their abuser. There's something there in that situation where the victim feels trapped by their love for their abuser, as well as the situation they may be in, whether it's financial or, in a less modern setting, might be, you know, an arranged marriage or something like that. Or fantasy setting where they've been trapped by the fairies into living with this, you know, magical creature that's abusive. You can go in all sorts of different directions with that. My point is, you have to understand the love that the victim or even the abuser's family has for that person. And that's where compassion comes in, because you don't need to necessarily love the abuser and everything that they do, but you need to understand that there are people who do love that character and why they love that character and what they see in that character that ties them to their relationship with them. That is not easy to do if you're just making them a very flat villain, which honestly would be easy to do if you're trying to be objective about the character. Because if you're trying to be objective about the character, you are distancing yourself from the entire situation surrounding them. And you just want to see them as the bad person, the villain of the story. And that's how we get one-note villains. Because when you're writing the characters, and even if it's not from the abuser's point of view, if it's from the victim's point of view or for other family members' point of view, you need to understand how people feel in that situation. You can't do that objectively. I'm just going to lay that down as an argument that I'm not going to be swayed from. There's a lot of people out there who think, yes, you can be objective about your writing. And again, I say, yes, you can, once you've already written something. The trick is that a lot of writers jump to that point where they think they need to be objective. They jump to really the editing mindset, where I have to write this character in a way that's objective and I'm not investing myself into them because otherwise they will be a shallow character. And the reverse is true. The reverse is true, and that is something that is difficult to accept because it can feel very scary. This is especially challenging, I think, for genre writers, especially if you're writing romance, traditional romance, heterosexual, Harlequin-style romance, very renowned for having shallow, one-dimensional characters. That is an unfair assessment in a lot of ways, but that is the assumption of genre fiction, even outside of romance. And of course, the idea is that, well, these writers love their characters and want them to have a happy ending, and that's why they're shallow. I would step back and again make the argument that I just made earlier, that the reason these characters end up being shallow is because the author is trying to be objective about what they're writing. Maybe they're trying to write really fast and they're trying to churn out a lot of shorter novels in a short period of time, which historically, some genre writers do for financial reasons, and I can't really fault them there. But at that point, they are not investing emotionally into their characters. There's always exceptions to the rule, so don't quote me too hard on that one. But I think it's a danger. It's something to be very careful about when you are going into writing. The bottom line is that if you don't love your characters at some level, or you don't understand why other characters love them, you won't care what happens to them. And you've got to care about what happens to your characters if you're going to make your readers care about what happens to your characters. I really think that fandom and fan fiction taught me a lot about this issue. And ironically taught me a lot about this issue when writing problematic characters. One of my early fandoms when I, well, no, it's not an early fandom. One of the first fandoms I got into when I got back into fandom in about 2007, 2008, was the Life on Mars television show, the British version. It had a character, its main character, who was one half of the main ship, was Gene Hunt. I love Gene Hunt. And he is so problematic. He is misogynistic. He is racist. He is brutal and cruel and violent. And yet, there he is, half of the main ship of that fandom, Gene and Sam. You can look around at a lot of other fandoms and see what we now these days are called problematic ships of these characters who have personality traits or backgrounds or current life choices that, if they were actual people, would make them the kind of people that most of us would avoid at all costs. The toxic masculinity of some of the characters, the brutal violence of some of the characters that are out there. I remember when I got into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and this was after Avengers, the movie. I was never really a Marvel girl before that. It was more DC. I was big on Wonder Woman and Black Canary. And it was interesting for me as a person who wasn't too familiar with these characters, kind of sort of knew about them just through cultural osmosis. The Black Widow and Hawkeye particularly were interesting because their backstories are pretty horrible. Like, they both were assassins and ruthless killers working for bad guys who reformed for different reasons. And it really depends on which, you know, which comic run you're talking about, which version, and the movies are different from the comics. And I'm not an expert on those characters, but it was very interesting to me to see how some people reacted to that, because there are fans who are out there who think that if a character has ever done or been portrayed as doing anything bad, that they are irredeemable. And yet, some of the most popular characters in these franchises are characters who did horrible things. Even Tony Stark, Iron Man, who was, you know, a horrible, evil capitalist, warmonger, had his own redemption arc of, you know, finding the value of, you know, fighting for the underdog. And again, I'm not here to make too much social commentary on those characters that I don't know very well, but I was just using them as an example of characters that, generally speaking, you might look at and just go, I'm not sure. You know, Gene Hunt, he's a cop. He's terrible. He's violent. What the heck is valuable there? I'm certainly not defending him as a character. But I still love him. And there are still a lot of other fans of that show who love him and who ship Gene and Sam. In some fan fiction, there's an attempt made to redeem Gene Hunt's character. In some fan fiction, there is a glorification of his toxic masculinity. So it's a really difficult type of situation to be put in when you're really looking at this character objectively. And yet there were some great stories written about this awful character. Even the stories that I wrote about him, and I did write quite a few stories about them, I did not really address the toxic masculinity and the racism and the misogyny that Gene Hunt encapsulated. I'll be fully honest with you there. If I were to write those stories as I am now, today, I think I would be a lot more invested in addressing those issues. But I knew the issues were there even when I wasn't in a place to address them in a way that was appropriate. What I learned from fandom and reading about these kinds of characters and learning about how some people do deal with those types of problematic history, problematic background, behavior that's truly horrific in some situations. I mean, do we even need to go into the Hannibal fandom? Really? There are some fantastic stories in all of these fandoms about these characters. And you can't write those types of stories, even if your plan is to redeem those characters somehow, in some way, which I am not one to lecture or advise on. But the point being, I learned that you have to love those characters, even if your plan is to destroy them, or if your plan is to remake them, or if your plan is to redeem them. You have to love them. And in fandom, with fanfiction stories, part of the brilliance of it, and what I've learned, and the most important thing possibly I've ever learned from fandom and writing fanfiction, is the value and the joy that you get when you love the characters you're writing about. There's nothing like it. If you have characters you like, but you've been holding yourself back from falling in love with them because you think that doing so would mean that you're not going to be willing to write the story that needs to be told, again, I'm going to tell you, you've got it backwards. You've got to love those characters to write the story that they deserve. You have to be invested. And it can be a little scary, and it can hold you back from writing anything at all, because either you do love your characters and you think that that will mean that you can't write a good story about them, or you're holding yourself back from falling in love with your characters because you fear what that might say about you or what kind of effect it would have on your writing. Fall in love with them. Just let go. Fall into the void. Let yourself love your characters. Don't be ashamed of that. Trust me, if you embrace it, even with the worst characters you have to write about, if you at least come at them, even if you can't find it in yourself to love that terrible character, come at it with compassion and understand how others might love that character. It's the cliche of the villain with a heartbreaking backstory. But there's, you know, it's a cliche for a reason. If you don't have compassion for that heartbreaking backstory that explains how they became a villain, then how can you really write their emotional arc as a villain out to hurt your main characters? I mean, that's all connected there. So love your story, love your character. Don't hold back from writing. Embrace that feeling, because that will get you through the fear of writing poorly or the fear of writing something that isn't worthy of your characters. Trust me, the opposite is true. Loving your characters will give you the power to write amazing, amazing stories. So go do that. Go get to writing. And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to me ramble on about writing here on the Author Alchemist podcast. I'm Kimbu York, and I hope this episode has helped clear away the cobwebs from your inspiration. You can find all of my things at houseofyork.info. All one word, House of York, no spaces, .info. Have a lovely day, and we'll talk again soon.